Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us. And today, all the saints and angels in heaven, today is All Saints Day. And what a great, beautiful day it is. Went to Mass this morning and received the actual body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus Christ. What a great blessing. Thank you, Lord. And so... So All Saints Day, we will share now, begins now. All Saints Day officially commemorates all those who attain glory with God in heaven. They are the holy women, men, and children given to us as role models for every day and age to inspire us on our journey of faith. All Saints Day is one of the holy days of obligation in the church today. Mass attendance is expected on November 1 for all who are able. All Saints Day was formally started by Pope Boniface IV, who consecrated the Pantheon at Rome to the Virgin Mary and all the martyrs on May 13th in 609. And Pope Boniface IV established All Souls Day, which follows All Saints Day, which will be tomorrow. The earliest certain observance of a feast in honor of all the saints is an early 4th century commemoration of all the martyrs. In the early 7th century, after successive waves of invaders plundered the catacombs, Pope Boniface IV gathered up some 28 wagon loads of bones and reinterred them beneath the Pantheon, a Roman temple that was dedicated to all the gods. The Pope rededicated the shrine as a Christian church. According to Venerable Bede, the Pope intended that the memory of all the saints might in the future be honored in the place which had formerly been dedicated to the worship of not of gods, but of demons. But the rededication of the Pantheon, like the early commemoration of all the martyrs, occurred in May. Many Eastern churches still hold all the saints in the spring, either during the Easter season or immediately after Pentecost. How the Western Church came to celebrate this feast now recognizes solemnity in November. Well, it just happened. The Anglo-Saxon theologian Alcuin observed the feast on November the 1st as early as 800, as Rome had finally adopted that date in the 9th century. So the feast, this feast was first honored martyrs. This feast that first honored martyrs, later when Christians were free to worship according to their consciences, the church acknowledged other paths to sanctity. In the early centuries, the only criterion was popular acclaim. Even when the bishop's approval became the final step in placing a commemoration on the calendar, the first papal canonization occurred in 993. The lengthy process now requires to prove extraordinary sanctity took form in the last 500 years. Today's feast honors the obscure as well as the famous, the saints each of us have known. And we praise you, O Lord, and we honor all you holy ones. And we ask the help of those men and women who struggled against evil and stood firm, who loved one another, who worked for justice and peace, who healed the sick and fed the hungry. And we on earth and they in heaven sing one song of praise. And we join with the saints in heaven with the Mass. Wow. True holiness does not mean a flight from this world. Rather, it lies in the effort, the gospel, in everyday life. And that's a quote from Pope St. John Paul II. Dear Holy Spirit, dear Holy Saints of God, we join our prayers of praise to yours this day. With you we sing of God's goodness, rejoice in God's mercy, and celebrate God's incredible love. Teach us to live as you lived, always thinking of others, always recognizing our weaknesses, always rejoicing in God's gifts, always closely following Jesus. Blessed are you, happy are you, all you holy saints of God. Pray for us that we too may someday be among God's holy ones. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. And Pope Benedict XVI wrote, the saying about the communion of saints refers, he says, first of all, to the Eucharistic community, which through the body of the Lord binds the churches scattered all over the world into one church. Thus, originally, the word of the Holy Ones does not refer to persons, but means the holy gifts, the holy thing granted to the church in her Eucharistic feast by God as the real bond of unity. Thus, the church is not defined as a matter of offices or an organization, but on the basis of her worship of God. As a community at one table around the risen Christ, who gathers and unites them everywhere. Of course, this very soon people began to include this idea. The persons who themselves are united with one another and sanctified by God's one holy gift. The church began to be seen not just as the unity of the Eucharistic table, but also as the community of those who through this table are united among themselves. Then from this point, a cosmic breath very soon entered into the concept of church. The communion of saints spoken of here extend beyond the frontier of death. It binds together all those who have received the one Spirit and his one life-giving power. And the Catechism of the Catholic Church states, being more closely united to Christ, those who dwell in heaven fix the whole church more firmly in holiness. They do not cease to intercede with the Father for us as they proffer the merits which they acquired on earth through the one mediator between God and men, Christ Jesus, number 956. The Catechism in the same paragraph quotes St. Dominic saying, do not weep, for I shall be more useful to you after my death than I shall help you then when more effectively than during my life. Someone described the saints in heaven as akin to a relative or friend who lives far away. You may not see them often, but they stay in touch and are always willing to help you. The communion of saints is the spiritual solidarity which binds together the faithful on earth, the souls in purgatory, and the saints in heaven, in the organic unity of the same mystical body under Christ its head, and in a constant interchange of supernatural offices. The communion of saints exists in the three states of the church militant, penitent, and triumphant. The first is his doing. He saved us as we responded to his call. Although we stand in his finished work of salvation at the cross, the second is our partnership with the Holy Spirit in changing us into his likeness. The third step is when we entered into his presence for all eternity. As a body is one through its many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into the body, one body, whether Jews or Greek, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. The concept of the communion of saints is linked with St. Paul's teaching, as in Romans chapter 12, verses 4 through 13, and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 27, that in Christ, Christians form a single body. The phrase is first round in the 5th century version of the Apostles' Creed. The original Greek phrase has been translated both as a sharing of the benefits of membership in the church and as a communion with the saints, in the biblical sense of all who have been baptized. And so, this concept of the communion of saints is linked to teaching that in Christ, Christians form a single body. And every time Christians say the Apostles' Creed, we profess belief in the communion of saints. One common explanation of the term communion of saints is that it refers to the whole community of faithful followers of Christ, living and dead, past, present, and future. And sin has been called the great tragedy of our life. When we sin, we impact not only ourselves, but all those who constitute the communion of saints. In the confessional, when we pray our act of contrition, we are promising God and pledging to others of the church that we will make amends and try to sin no more. In the early church, for a time, confessions of mortal sin were made public so all fellow Christians could pray for and support the sinner. Penances were severe, often including exclusion from the Eucharist, and the penitent was well known to others in his church. And St. Paul tells us, if one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. If one part is honored, all the parts share its joy. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26. And therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Hebrews chapter 12, 1 and 2. And as the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, the communion of saints is the church. The term communion of saints has two closely linked meanings, communion in holy things and among holy persons. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, 948. The church is made up of the Lord's disciples, some on pilgrimage on earth, others already deceased, purify themselves in purgatory, while others already contemplate God in the joy of heaven. In the Holy Mass, we are united with our brothers and sisters scattered throughout the world, and also with those who are being purified and those who are glorified in heaven, so as to see in them the face of God. And this is coming from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, 954 through 959, 1354, and 1370, and 1371. And now I'll share a biblical, all the saints in heaven praise for us, the great cloud of witnesses, All Saints Day, All Saints Day. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us, and persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right of the throne of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And Revelation chapter 14, 1 through 3 states, that I looked, and there was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his Father's name written on their foreheads. I heard a sound from heaven like the sound of rushing water or a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps. Revelation chapter 14, 1 through 3. They were singing what seemed to be a new hymn before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn this hymn except the 144,000 who had been ransomed from the earth. In Revelation chapter 15, verse 2, then I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire. On the sea of glass were standing those who had won the victory over the beast and its image and the number that signified its name. They were holding God's harps, and they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. And Revelation chapter 5, verse 8 states, when he took it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each of the elders held a harp and a gold bowl, and gold bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of the holy ones. And then Revelation chapter 8, verse 3 and 5 states, another angel came and stood at the altar, holding a gold censer. He was given a great quantity of incense to offer, along with the prayers of all the holy ones, on the gold altar that was before the throne. The smoke of the incense, along with the prayers of the holy ones, went up before the Lord, before God, from the hand of the angel. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with burning coals from the altar, and hurled it down to the earth. There were peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. And then this is a Tobit story coming from Tobit chapter 12, beginning with verse 11 to 15. I shall now tell you the whole truth and conceal nothing at all from you. I have already said to you, a king's secret should be kept secret, but one must declare the works of God with due honor. Now when you, Tobit, and Sarah prayed, it was I who presented the record of your prayer before the glory of the Lord. And likewise, whenever you used to bury the dead, when you did not hesitate to get up and leave your dinner in order to go and bury that dead man, I was sent to put you to the test. At that same time, however, God sent me to heal you and your daughter-in-law, Sarah. I am Raphael, one of the seven angels who stand and serve before the glory of the Lord. Amen. And Saint Raphael and all the saints and all the angels stand before the Lord, before the altar, before the throne, and they pray for us and with us. That's another reason right there why the Mass is so important. The sacrifice that Christ on the cross, the sacrifice of the Mass. Oh, and how important this is, and why it is so important for us to pray for our priests. Because this is all coming from heaven. what they are doing on the altar today, every day. We pray for our priests as we are part of this prayer that's in heaven and on earth. So we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips so that he is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Take special care of sick and dying priests and the ones most tempted. Remember how they spent their youth, Lord, and old age, their entire lives serving and giving to Jesus. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. We must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. May the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. We pray that all those whom they seek to serve may see in them the love and care of Jesus, our eternal high priest, who is Lord forever and ever. O Jesus, eternal high priest, live in our priests. Act in them, speak in and through them. Take your thoughts in their mind, love through their heart. Give them your own dispositions and feelings. Teach, lead, and guide them always. Correct, enlighten, and expand their thoughts and behavior. Incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all of our priests. Amen. The deeds you do may be the only sermon some persons will hear today. And Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit upon them and sanctify them as your ardent servants consecrated in holiness. Mold them into the true likeness of your Son to be a compassionate shepherd to your people. And keep them steadfast in times of trial, ever faithful in obeying your will and zealous in proclaiming Christ to the world. And we pray for our Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world. We pray for our families, Lord. We pray for the Catholic Church in every land, for freedom in every land, Lord. We pray for all of our families, and we pray for children, Lord. We pray for our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children that God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us all spiritual blessings from your divine Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, along with Saint Sebastian and Saint Nicholas, Saint Maria Goretti, and Saint Daphna, and Saint Philomena, and Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, and Saint Michael the Archangel, and Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, and Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony, and all you holy men and women, all those in the heaven, pray for us. Father, I pray over the lives of our children and grandchildren and trust that they are protected Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We pray for our children, Lord. Jesus and Mary and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child, whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And we pray for the end of abortion, that we respect life, Lord, at all ages. Respect life. Pray for the end of abortion. And now we are entering into our Stand in the Gap segment.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to what do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And now we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. And pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. And Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 states, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And we pray, Lord, for those who have recently passed, like in the Ukraine, from the Ukraine and the war going on there, and what's been happening in Israel and Palestine and Syria. Lord, we pray for peace. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. And may they rest in peace. Amen. May Almighty God bless them with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who have recently passed. And provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be feeling now and experiencing. And Lord, I humbly pray for those who've recently passed. Pray for the souls of them and allow them to transition into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins that they have weighing on their souls and allow them to bask in the light of your presence, in the light of your grace and mercy, so that they can live with you in paradise forever. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. And Lord, we lift up the prodigal. Thank you, Lord, for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for our soldiers and veterans. We pray for our police officers and our nurses and doctors. We pray for America, Lord. We pray for all that you bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. And may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassion and healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoners, Lord, those who are resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in hospitals. We pray that the setting will be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the elderly, Lord. Lord, you promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home, and within my family.
This has been another edition of... This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And when we've lost a loved one, they are still alive in Christ, even though we do not see them. They are still alive.
Thank you. between the sadness of Ahimisha, telling me that she's alright.
There's glory in heaven. Well, tomorrow we will be back for All Souls Day. And so today's All Saints Day. And what a wonderful day. Well, every day is a great day. And I love this calendar that we have. And today is a holy day of obligation. And so God bless you all out there. Jesus is Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Mother Mary. And I love you, Saint Joseph. And I love you, my guardian angel. Thank you, Lord, for your love. And we will close today in the name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And rejoice. Rejoice. Our Lord has won the battle. We just got to be on his side. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.